Blog
Texas. Yeah, I got to apologize for last week and this week. Last week it was so late I didn't even get to the phone in time. It's like 25 minutes after by the time I got to a phone and to the computer, so I couldn't even log in. I wouldn't have been a waste. The introductory music, which I do love and I would never do without, would probably take up all the time that I would have had last week. This week, about the same thing, but I don't want you guys thinking that, well, I'm tuning in and he ain't even there, so why the heck should I bother tuning in? But I'm here, and I just want to, I think all I'm going to have time for is like the introductions this week. We'll see what happens. I've been, because of the holidays, the Jewish holidays, and just things have been, you're trying to fit 25 hours worth of stuff into a 24-hour day, and then you get two or three days taken away from you, and geez, the way I'm going right now, I'm going to be 2 weeks late for my funeral. Anyway, I do want to say hello to Shane Lewis. Shane, my partner out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Shane and I started Cayman Hunt 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was, and 10 years ago, I guess. He's been out there right now with his wife. His wife is in LSU, taking her, going for her veterinarian degree. Love the idea of having a vet in the family, that kind of vet. I'm the other kind of vet. But anyway, it is going to be great to have one of those in the family. And Shane's out there working for, he owns Lewis Stone out in Baton Rouge. He's working, doing a good thing, keeping his wife in school and taking care of things out there. After a while, we hope we'll see him back here again and we can get back to educating like we used to. Richard Dana, I definitely want to say hello to him and some of my other friends from Jackson Heights. You guys, if you're out there and you're listening, you get to the Blog Talk Radio page that has my that has the, you know, the Cayman Hunter Live with the Cayman Hunter ad on it. Let me know that you're out there. I mean, even if you accidentally stumble upon the page, press follow me. You know, it says on the left-hand top side of the page you want to follow Live with the Cayman Hunter. Click the button. Let me know that you're following me. Just that you're out there, you're listening. Once in a while, people are out there. I got probably four people that say they're listening, two people that have listened recently, and that's all I know. So it might be just the 60 views right now. Who knows? But anyway, press the follow me button. Other people from Jackson Heights and people that are probably listening, Iris Orzak, one of the cuties from the hood. Some of the other people from Ziggy or Todd, maybe Giorgio Bracaglia. Some of my other friends from Jackson Heights might be listening in. Definitely want to say hello to all of my friends out at ITR, intherooms.com, intherooms.com. ITR is the number one social network for 12-step fellowships. I think they have maybe 12 or 14 different 12-step fellowships on there. So don't think, well, I'm, you know, an alcoholic, I wouldn't, you know, be able to go there, or I'm an addict, I wouldn't be, or I'm an overeater, I wouldn't be. You definitely can go there, ITR, intherooms.com. I got a couple of friends from there who usually listen in. I wish they would hit the follow me button. There's Marie5. Look her up when you get to ITR.com. And also there's Wens up in Canada, where it's probably a whole lot cooler than it is here in Texas. Although I got to say that the last couple of days in Texas have been really pretty. It's been in the 80s. It's almost hard to believe that I'm thankful that it's only been reaching 89 degrees. But the fires in Bastrop aren't letting up. Oh, well, the one that they've been working on is letting up a little bit, but a new one started a couple of miles away, also in Bastrop, and it's taken out about 1,000 acres so far, and it's only about 25% contained. Listen, if you guys have any extra food, clothing, stuff like that, 1,000 families have lost their homes out there in Bastrop. That's Bastrop, Texas. We even have a friend of ours, Jason Bronstein, a firefighter. He's a fire jumper from Virginia. He's one of our friends from ITR and the old neighborhood. He's out there right now, too. So put him in your prayers if you can. Don't forget, the webpage is CaymanHunter.com. And our show is archived on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. It's also on Blog Talk Radio live with the Cayman, no, Bam the Cayman Hunter, Bam the Cayman Hunter. There's dashes in between the words instead of spaces. Look for Bam-the-CaymanHunter on BlogTalkRadio.com, and you'll be able to get archived shows. Okay, hang on one second. It looks like I got a caller, so let's find out what we got here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Bam the Cayman Hunter. Who's this?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm calling from Australia, so that could be an issue. But is there a delay?
Obviously, there must be.
I don't know, you're talking about Caymans, and I recently saw a video on one of these nature channels that kind of captured my imagination a little bit when I saw some babies on top of what I thought might have been an alligator, and it looked kind of cute. Turned out to be a caiman. I was just wondering, are they docile in nature like you can say alligators are as compared to crocodiles?
No, actually, and there might be a delay, so you might not get this right away. And by the way, if you're listening on the air, we have a caller from Australia right now asking about caimans and what their attitudes are. And actually, no, caimans are considered probably the third nastiest of all the crocodilian species. And it might be the third because it's based on the fact that they say the nastiest ones are the Nile crocodiles. And the number two nastiest crocodilian is the Australian Salty, which is down by you. Then they say the number three nastiest crocodilian would be the Cayman. And I think that they're only ranked number three because their males only grow to about 6 feet long. So, you know, the salties down by you there, they could get 12, 15, 18 feet maybe. Nile crocodile is the same thing. So when you have an animal that's three times as big as a caiman and it's still almost as nasty, yeah, they're not docile. You might actually find one or two that might be a little bit, you know, we've had like 25 through here over the years. Roughly about 25 over the years, and maybe we've had one or two in that time that weren't quite as nasty as the rest. And then on the other side of that coin, you have, we've had Angel, Daisy, and Starbuck, and nastiest creatures I've ever seen in my life. No, they're not docile. Not at all.
That's pretty funny. I was just wondering, I also sort of have a fascination, not that, you know, I'm nuts or anything like that, at least not any more than the average male, but for the Komodo dragons, how do you think they rate the Komodo dragons in terms of strength? I mean, based on what you told me, they came and sound like pound for pound, they're like the Roberto Duran of crocodiles, you know? How do you rate them against a predator like Komodo dragons?
Oh, gee. I don't know all that much about them to be able to make a good comparison. I know the Komodos, if they do bite you, the poison is going to kill you. They only have to give you a little bit of a bite, and then they can wait until you die and then find you later because their sense of smell is so great. That I know about them. The difference is with the crocodilians, if you're small enough to eat right away, they grab you, toss you up in the air and down the back of their throat. If you're too big, they can take you down under the water, drown you, and then rip you into pieces and then throw you up in the air and drop them down the back of your throat. So I don't know. I know that I don't want to put my hand in either one of their mouths, that's for sure.
You know, it's just, I don't know, I'm sort of in a phase of my life where I want to, like, be a Hemingway, you know, go out and explore the wilderness for all its vastness. But based on, you know, what I'm hearing about reptiles mostly, I think I'll be staying home.
I love reptiles. I love snakes. I love caiman. I love, you know, monitor lizards. But we specialize in caiman, and I have to say that I would love to go on that adventure. You know, the one that you're talking about, I would love to go on that one. Staying home for you, though, if you're in Australia, even staying home is dangerous for you with the adders and the other types of poisonous snakes and the crocodiles and everything else. I think I'd love to visit Australia just to see some of the stuff that you see on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm in Canberra, which is a decent-sized city, though it's the capital. I think it's like 350,000 strong. So, you know, things are sort of, you know, well-paved, you know, and, you know, there are roads and there are places to walk, you know, that are safe. And you know, on the outskirts of the bush doesn't seem to present any danger. So it's not like I'm, like, in the middle of nowhere in some desolate area, you know. I don't even think about predators, you know. I mean, it's nice, you know, to see a kangaroo outside your window. Being from New York City, you know, it's kind of an unusual thing to experience first thing in the morning. But I've seen, you know, worse-looking creatures first thing in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can you hold on just a second? We're running out of time on the air, so I would like to continue talking to you. But I'm going to put you on hold for a second and say my goodbyes to the people that might be listening, pick up this other phone call, let them know I'll get back to them also, and then get back to you. So hang on one second, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. Getting back to you so late. We only have about 60 seconds on the air. I do want to say that I will keep talking on people that have called in, although we won't be on the air anymore, and I am going to be putting this as an archive later on today. But hi, Where are you calling from?
Who?
You,
my
yes. Where are you calling
from? Oh, hey, thank you. I'm calling from Mississippi. I'm from the Bayou, and down here we hunt gators.
Hey.
And I just wanted to say that one time I was hunting a gator, and I opened up the gator mouth, and I looked inside, and there was a cat. And I saw the dead cat body, and I slowly started caressing the cat's genitals, and I had sex with the cat. Anally and vaginally, I had sex with the cat for a long time.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Well, listen, we're out of time. Please come back again next week. Love to talk to you. Take it easy.